Hello, welcome to Singles and Married Today with Judith Daniel Imagoro.
Hello, good morning. How are you today? Today I will be sharing with you the secret of an unfailable relationship and marriage. Point number one, listen to your inner spirit. An unfailable relationship begins with making the right choices. Because no matter how solid the bricks, it cannot stand on a sounding foundation. So the number one secret of having an unfailable relationship is to make the right choice of a partner. Every relationship has challenges, but it is easier when you're working with the right person. Life is tougher when you are running with an undersized shoe. Imagine running a race with an undersized shoe on. It will really hurt your legs. That is exactly how it is when you are running with the wrong partner. So it is in marriage when you're running with the wrong partner. A lot of singles always ask this question: how do I identify the right partner when they come? The secret to identify the right partner is in you, which is peace on your inner spirit. Some people call it instinct. When you meet your true partner, God will witness it in your spirit. And that weakness will come with peace and confidence that you are about making the right decision. Another way to identify your partner is for you to date yourself. When you know yourself very well and all that is in you, you will naturally know the kind of man or woman that will suit you. A lot of people have stayed unmarried because they want God to speak to their ears. Your ears are external. There have been times God chose to speak to people audibly, especially in the time of old. And that was because he was not yet living inside of a man. Most often, God speaks to your spirit. And the way to recognize God's voice, it always comes with peace. The person might not physically look it, but you will just feel comfortable with the idea of spending the rest of your life with he or her. Some time ago, a young lady came to my office. She said to me, "My marriage is worse than thorns of rose." She said, "I have been married for 4 years, but I have never known a day of peace." And she added, "I almost knew I was marrying the wrong person, but I just refused to listen to my spirit." She said to me, "I never had a moment of peace all through the planning period of my wedding." Learning to listen to your inner spirit will help you to avoid a lot of mistakes in your life. And also, it can help you to avoid quarrels in your home, help guide you against wrong business decisions and investment. Point number two on the secret of unfailable relationship and marriage is learning to tell yourself the truth. A lot of people see the obvious and they are still lying to themselves. Never fight for a spot in a man or a woman's life. If anyone wants to be with you, let he or she indicate their interest. Never assume assumption. No one can truly like a thing and ignores it. If you are in a relationship for over 6 months and the person is yet to indicate any serious intention, they may actually be unserious. Do not allow any person to stay in your life for too long without serious intention. When you are in any relationship, always think of the event and the conversation you have with the person. That should give you a clue of what that person wants from you. Because people always consciously and unconsciously talk and act their desires. As a lady, a man that wants to settle with you will not be playing around the bush. In most cases, he will go straight to the point. Men are like lions. Liars can never see a prey and be dodging. So men go for what they want. Any man that is doing otherwise around you is playing with you. Also, be careful not to deceive yourself. For instance, you ask a man, "Do you love me?" He says no. And you react and he tells you, "I'm joking." The first answer is the truth. Once you sense in your spirit that you are in a wrong place in relationship, tell yourself the truth and take a walk. This will help you to avoid future headache. Point number three on the secret of unfailable relationship and marriage: learning a good approach. A lot of people lost good relationship because of wrong approach. not knowing how to handle situation. The way you handle situation in relationship will determine if the relationship will fail or succeed. You can actually say one thing and it means a different thing. When you do not know how to approach issues, it will cause unnecessary problems. You have to learn to be polite when talking to people. This will determine relationship success. Right approach to issues will help take away unnecessary headache. Marriage is practical. This means you can see when things are turning to the right direction or wrong direction. Always evaluate your week to determine the direction your relationship is turning. If you have 2 days of minor argument, which was well handled in a week, that is fairly a good week. Because disagreement is normal in relationship. You both were raised from different backgrounds. Even siblings from the same parents have disagreements. But if you're in a relationship where you have 5 days of major argument that was badly handled, that is a very bad relationship, because nothing good can come out of such a union. I have learned by experience that people with good approach never lose relationship. Soft answers turn away anger. Learn to speak peace in your relationship. Point number 4 on the secret of unfailable relationship and marriage. Flexibility. A lot of relationships crash because one person or both parties are rigid. When you are rigid, you cannot make a good spouse. Learn to be flexible. Flexibility means you adjust to situations and not hold too firmly to a particular issue. Learn to listen to what your spouse has to say and improve. As a husband, always learn to shift positions and look at your wife's point of view. God would not have bothered giving you a wife if her input or decision were not important. Any man that does not pay attention or regards his wife's advice always end up poorly. I'm not saying you should agree to everything your wife says, but allow her to express her own opinion and go and think over it. If not the whole idea, you might learn something from her. Rigidity is an enemy to relationship. When you are rigid, you make enemy too quickly. Rigid people are always not liked. It makes you an enemy to all, and even your spouse. Point number 5 to the secret of unfailable relationship and marriage. Carry a possibility mindset. Possibility thinkers are people that have thrown out the option of failure. Develop a mindset that your relationship or marriage must work. Learn to lock out the option of failure against your relationship and marriage. Believe in your spouse and your relationship. Relationship is all about faith. Hope for the best. Marriage is faith because the end is not seen from the beginning. But if you can carry the "it will work" mentality, it will sure work. And you keep believing until death do you part. When you stop believing, your marriage will also stop working. When you are going into courtship, carry "it will work" mentality. The art of believing have a way of bringing out a force inside of you to make it work. Always carry the mentality that your marriage, your business, and your relationship will work. Even in the midst of challenges, there is no greatness without challenges. Success in marriage is nothing but to constantly do the right thing, say the right things, believe in the right things, pursue the right things. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Every marriage has its challenges. It is the mindset that you carry that will determine the success in your marriage. Your thinking pattern always determines the level of your success. A lot of people fail today because of their thinking pattern. They allow what they see to becloud their thoughts. There are a lot of inventions that had died inside the heart of people because of fear, because they could not believe it would work. They were overwhelmed by the challenges they faced. God wants us to be bold. He wants us to be zealous. He loves us when we do not take no for an answer. Carry a possibility mindset. It will help you to succeed in your marriage and your relationship. Thank you for listening to this broadcast. Do have a blessed day. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak to your word. You can join me again for another profound topic. Same time, same station next week. Do have a blessed day. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. We are committed to partner with you to help build your spiritual, physical, and emotional life. Together, we will help guide singles to the right relationships, build healthy marriages, raise godly children, restore peace into troubled homes, and build a healthy society. For partnership and counseling, please call 081-882050-42. 081-404-5243 or email on keys2happyliving@yahoo.com. Visit our website at www.judithimagoro.org. Join Singles and Married Today weekly conference every Sunday evening except first Sunday of each month at Magrillo's Event Hall, 169 Ogudu Road, Ojota, Lagos. Time, 4 to 6 p.m. At Singles and Married Today, we'll help your marriage and relationship to bring out a beautiful fragrance. God bless you.